Hello, and in this episode, be prepared to have your shit rocked by a Mercury retrograde discussion that's based on nothing at all, because I don't have any experience whatsoever, but I'm going to talk about the Mercury retrograde. I like how everyone's just, it's the Mercury retrograde. But anyways, this is the one that is, I believe, July 8th through the August 1st, Mercury retrograde. You've seen the memes. You've heard people talk about it. They've talked about the nuances of this one versus, oh my God, you guys, I'm looking at an ad that just popped up right now on my computer. Have you fucking seen Little Kim? She has a new show called Girl Cruise. Please take a look at her current state of face. Anyways, okay, so this episode's about the Mercury retrograde. Enjoy. I'm going to talk about stuff. It's going to be great. I'll talk about your sign, how to live your life right now. But I'm also going to drag the Mercury retrograde. People who won't stop being all, it's the Mercury retrograde, though. It is what it is. Okay, listen. Thank you. Goodbye. I mean, bye. Yay. No, listen. Don't go anywhere. Bye. That transition music was a special shot. Shout out. Shout out to everyone trying to attack Area 51 right now. I'm so into how stupid people are right now, and that's probably my favorite. Maybe I'll do an episode all about my conspiracy theories. I listen to AM radio whenever I drive to Palm Springs or Las Vegas. What is the channel? Coast to Coast AM. There's a podcast too, but I don't know if I like the podcast as much as I like just randomly deciding to listen to AM radio while you're driving through the desert, especially late at night. That's the best thing. So I'm really in, and I've never been anywhere near Area 51. I think it's in New Mexico, right? I've never been there. So that's definitely on my to-do list. Capture an alien. The closest thing I've ever come to roadside alien malarkey has been, I don't even think malarkey is the right word. Malarkey means gossip, I think. Anyway. Is it anyway or anyways? Who cares? At any rate, the closest I've ever come to any of that alien stuff, two places. There's a alien beef jerky. When you're driving through the desert, they've got a gas station there. It's all alien themed. And people line up for miles to stand in this fucking gas station that sells $10 beef jerky with a picture of an alien on it. Things of that nature. You know, hey, it's America. It's America, Jack. This is how we do it. And then down the street, actually, from me, there's a place called, I think it's called Alien Pizza. Or it's called Next Planet Pizza or something like that. But that's the theme. So the whole place is decked out in alien stuff. Anyways, I don't go onto Facebook, but I'm assuming, you know, Facebook groups and events are blowing up. If you want to check out a podcast that talks about marketing and all that stuff, you can listen to my official business podcast, which is the Data Driven Creative. There's my little plug. But I guess what ended up happening was, if you haven't heard about it, somewhere around 500,000 people signed up for an event on Facebook that went viral when someone decided, hey, you know what? They can't stop us all. Let's all just storm Area 51 and, you know, free the aliens and get some, you know, spaceship gear. So everyone, you know, obviously it's a joke because I think you can't come within like 50 feet or 500 feet of Area 51 without getting your face blown off. So they're definitely hiding something there, but I'm not going to get into that now, because then you'll never get me to shut up. Once I start with my conspiracy theories, you know, if you want to hear my conspiracy theories, leave me a comment on Instagram. Say, hey, I want to hear what your conspiracy theories are. I'll tell you what they fucking are. You'll see a crazy Pisces, and there's nothing better than a crazy Pisces. So in this episode, I said I was going to talk about the Mercury retrograde. It's happening right now. We're in the middle of it. How do you feel? the thing about Mercury retrograde is, first of all, like, let's talk planets. And I know this to be a scientific fact. The planets don't go in reverse, right? So any dipshits out there who are like, I mean, it's the planets going in reverse. It's retrograde. Things have paused. Time has stand still. Mercury's in retrograde. It's paused. It's reverse. It's reverse. We're all, actually, I'm walking backwards right now. No. That's a no. I'm going to go ahead and tell you no right now to that. It just means that the planet, I think it's Mercury. Is that the planet we're talking about? A planet, the planet goes by the Earth at a slightly, like it whizzes by us. It whizzes by us so quickly that it looks like it's going in reverse. So it, they call it the, you know, retrograde. It's not actually going in reverse. If that was the case, we'd all age backwards, dickheads. No, I don't know if that's true. You know, you got to take what I say as a complete fiction. Everything I say is a lie. But basically, that's how it works. And so, whatever. But when it's in reverse, just think of it as a time of reflection every single time and a time for pause. And so when you're thinking about your relationships, your work life, and of course, for some reason, I think Mercury is like the planet of, I don't know, Apple computers. It's the planet of technology or something. So that's maybe why they say technology, communication, all that stuff is on the fritz, which is all, it's fine. Like we get that, right? And it's typically the same every time. But I think, you know, if you talk to any astrologer out there or anyone who's really into this stuff, they'll be able to say, hey, look, Drunk Tarot, please never put my Mercury retrograde in your mouth again, because you're all the way off. Okay. Fair enough. But basically it makes everyone have a pause for a thought. And that's why I think there's a delay in communication. But ultimately, it's turned into like this very meme-worthy community on Instagram and what have you, Twitter. And everyone just sort of says, and they blame it on the work retrograde. The metrograde. Can I just combine it and just call it the metrograde? They blame it on the Mercury retrograde. And that's, I guess, my issue with it. So what I want to talk to you guys today is about how we're using Mercury retrograde or retrogrades in general as a fucking excuse for being a shitty human or having a shitty moment. And that is where I get very upset, because we can't blame it on them. You just can't. You can't. Sorry. You can't. And if things are going poorly, like all of a sudden you have like bad luck after bad luck, you got a flat tire, you know, your bill didn't get paid, you're fighting with your significant other, whatever the case is, those are all notices. You've been put on notice by the universe, essentially, to take a fucking chill pill, have a seat, and figure out how to progress forward, how to move forward in your communication style, whatever you do, how to move forward without, you know, coming in all hot every single time, because you're prone to mistakes right now. That's all it's saying. A lot of times people will say that this could have something to do, this could actually be a catalyst for breakups. And that's because, number one, I think you're already on shaky ground with someone. So you're already at a point where you want to not have a filter. You want to express yourself. You want to say, I've had it. And you start deciding that you kind of shed situations, people, places. I think I've quit many jobs. I've left many jobs during retrogrades. And it's not because of the retrograde. It's because you are in a place where you're ready to shed something that's not working for you. And the catalyst is that you do fly off the handle, or you do say something without thinking. Or you have a miscommunication with a coworker or a relationship partner. And you actually say, well, that's it then. That's it. So I guess what I'm saying to you guys is we can't, you know, blame the Mercury retrograde for things that happen. And that's, I think, where my annoyance stems. It's you. It's you and the other person. It's a situation. It was meant to be this way. It was meant to break down and move apart. You were meant to shed something that wasn't working for you. The universe is not trolling you. The Mercury retrograde is not the reason why you're broke. You're broke because you're broke. That's why. It's not the universe's fault. You're broke because you're broke. The universe, the Mercury retrograde, is giving you pause for thought. So you go, hey, wait a minute. Why am I broke? Maybe I should do something about this, or whatever the case is. It's not a string of bad luck. Basically, it's also giving you a chance to change your communication style as well. So if you're about to fly off the handle or say something, the Mercury retrograde is kind of energy that makes you go, okay, one, two, three, one, two, three, before you kind of say something. Certain signs are going to react under the Mercury retrograde based on their on a plethora of reasons. Of course, who they are as a person, who, you know, what their sign is has a little something to do with it. But also, don't forget, sun sign is not everything. You got to look at the whole damn chart. And when I say whole damn chart, you know what trips me out is astrologers who are like super into it. Like, I've seen some charts and they'll do the whole thing. I don't really pay attention to all that. I know it's important for an overall robust kind of reading of who you are as a person, but I don't really retain it. I won't say not pay attention. I'll say I don't retain it. I'll take it in and say, thank you so much. That's great. It's nice to know some of these things, but I don't necessarily retain it and use it in my everyday life. And so when someone busts out like a chart, they go, well, I came across someone talking about the Mercury retrograde. And then they said, well, it's going to affect a lot of you guys with blah, blah, blah in your natal chart. I don't know what the fuck that is. Now we got a natal chart. Is that the same as a regular chart? Anyways, I saw that, and all these people were commenting, same, because my blah, blah, blah is in blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. My natal is in, hey, look, there's nothing wrong with that, but I seriously do not make time in my life. I think it's kind of fun and kooky of me to make time in my life for drunk tarot. So making time in my life for some Rasputin-ass chart is not on my agenda. And again, it boils down to, for me, this is my personal opinion because it's my podcast, I can say what I want. It boils down to me not understanding the need to have a crutch or the need to have an excuse or a reason or a backstory as to why someone is shitty. And that stretches across everything, not necessarily, you know, astrology and charts and all that. No. You had a shitty childhood and now you're a shitty human. Okay. Now you get a pass? Is that what you want? You want a pass now? So I don't understand that soft ass mentality. You know, I was late to work because of the Mercury retrograde. No, you were late to work because you were, you know, sitting on some D this morning and you thought you'd call in. No, no, no. You're not 15. You need to be to work on time. Like, that's just how it goes. You're not going to blame the Mercury. Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine a world where people get to call in late or get to call out of work or whatever because of the Mercury retrograde? Like, stop. I think, okay, it's very difficult because I don't know who listens to this podcast and I want to talk shit because that's my favorite thing to do because of the Mercury retrograde. But I can't because I don't know who's listening to this. But definitely, yeah, when you see someone making excuses for their actions but they have an immediate go-to and the first thing they want to do is blame some inanimate object because of their shitty working personality, That's amusing to me. Anyways, so that's the Mercury retrograde. How do you survive it this summer? Okay, so it goes from what? July, they said July, it goes until July 31st, but I think it's August. Okay, see, and here's the thing that trips me out. You've got the shadow season. So you've got the pre Mercury retrograde, the Mercury retrograde, and then the post retrograde, also known as the shadow phase. So are you telling me we're fucked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever? Because it seems like there's always, so to me, it's like a constant transitioning in and out of some mega moment that we're using as an excuse for our shoddy, lazy behavioral issues. And for me, that's unacceptable. So if you're going to be on Team Drunk Tarot, you need to be on team on, I agree. That is not acceptable. You don't blame the retrograde. Sorry. Sorry, adult. It's just not okay. So, and listen, I'm not saying I don't believe in these energies. I didn't actually know that we were in a retrograde until I think yesterday, to be totally honest with you. I didn't know. But this whole week, I had a tension headache and I have no idea where it came from. I don't know why. I've been taking care of myself. I try to eat healthy. I exercise regularly. So I don't know where this tension headache came from. And I have to admit, I'm, you know, hashtag blessed. I do have a pretty good life. I don't, and a part of that, obviously, I've talked about that before, but a lot of that has to do with my own perspective on things and my own attitude on things. Yes, I rant and rave and I drop F-bombs, but I'm pretty optimistic and happy. So that could make me the village idiot because I'm always like pretty in a good mood and happy and all that. And I make lots of jokes. So I don't know where this tension headache came from. And then I realized, oh shit, we are in a Mercury retrograde. So my head has been foggy. I haven't necessarily revisited my past. I haven't been curious about my past. I'm not looking for closure on any situation in my life right now. So I don't necessarily, and again, some astrologer out there might be like, well, the reason why is because your natal chart has a fucking donkey in it and donkeys walk backwards. And that's where you are right now in your chart. So you're making the best of it. That could be it. Fine. Good. I love it. But I'm saying to you, I don't disregard the energy of the Mercury retrogrades. I don't. I just disregard the adult use of making it an excuse because they're a lame human. And don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There are plenty of humans out there who are adults running around being lame. Just generally not being a normal adult. So that's just that energy there. But I definitely don't think we should, you know, blame the retrogrades on any of that stuff. Anyways, who cares? So, and it is the Cancer season. So it is an emotional time. So if you're feeling emotional, if you're feeling like you're curious about an ex, if you're feeling like possibly entertaining going back to an ex, it's to be expected, I suppose, in this energy. If you're feeling hypersensitive, if you're feeling like you absolutely don't want to sign contracts, you know, all of the stuff you already know. Don't sign contracts. Don't, you know, remodel. Don't do a lot of stuff that you normally could do. There's all these, you know, articles and advice out there that talk about the Mercury retrograde. And I want to be honest with you. Right here and right now, and this is from a marketing standpoint, an advertising standpoint, these are all meant to stimulate, engage, and frighten you into subscribing to what the fuck they're saying. I'm talking about content. Because everybody's Googling about it, and everybody's asking about it, and so they're writing articles. And a prime example is one article on Bustle and one article on, what was the other one I was looking at? So there's Bustle. And there was another one. I don't remember what it was, but it was one of those, you know, women centric sort of magazines or whatever. So one actually said, you know, things to do and things to don't do during a Mercury retrograde. On one article, it actually said, do go, and then in quotes, home, meaning it's okay to return to your past, do revisit your childhood, you know, energies and past, and maybe even relationships and friendships, and do return to those nostalgic feelings of the past. Great. The very next thing I clicked on, the very next article, which was a different one, I wish I remembered it. I don't know if it was Bustle. Oh my God, what a pain. But anyways, it was another one of these magazines. It literally copied and pasted that article from a separate, not even the same company, not even the same publisher, a separate thing, copied and pasted it and changed the copy on that website. So instead of saying, don't return home, it said, do return home, or vice versa, right? It said, do return home to things of the past. This one, exact opposite, don't return home. And then it had its argument for why not to return home. That type of shit is what I would love to dispel for you guys and love to just sort of demystify. Unless it's an actual astrologer, unless it's Rasputin himself or Nostradamus sitting down with you with your chart they made for you, telling you exactly how you should feel, how you should react during a Mercury retrograde, how it's going to benefit you or hurt you, or what you should watch out for Mercury retrograde. Don't believe the shit that you read online, because it's a game, dude. It's all copy. It's all copy and pasted content in order to get clicks, in order to get likes, in order to get you and your community of people who enjoy astrology and tarot and all that stuff to like click on shit and believe it. It's all bullshit, you guys. They're copying and pasting articles, and it's like, by so-and-so, astrologer to the stars. Stop it, you guys. It's a website. They're trying to make money. So you take what you read as entertainment. You take what you hear as entertainment. Take it as a grain of salt. And again, I'm not poo-pooing or bashing Mercury retrograde as an actual thing. I'm saying that how people are extracting from it and using it and manipulating audiences to believe certain things is a bunch of bullshit. So you need to be savvy. And that's why I'm saying, hey, look, it's Mercury retrograde. How interesting. I had a tension headache. But I didn't suddenly jump back in time and start, you know, banging an ex. That didn't happen. But I will tell you this tale. A couple summers ago, I was having lunch with someone, and I remember sitting in this restaurant. It was a hot summer. I mean, because it was summer. And it was some douchebag I was dating at the time. And I remember sitting there, and he was going on a trip. And I said, I think it's a great idea you go on this trip because it's Mercury retrograde. And that way we can take some time apart and we don't claw each other's eyes out. And he was like, what's Mercury retrograde? And I remember I was explaining to him, oh, you know, because I was still new to this information. So I was like, oh, during Mercury retrograde, it's this and that. And I was really hyped up about it. And I said, but this is a special one apparently, because this is the one where people break up. And I will say this, and this is Scout's honor. We're sitting in this restaurant, the outdoor restaurants. Everybody was coupled up. I looked around and it was like a boom, this like couple there, couple there, couple there. There's about five couples out on the patio with us separately. I'm not even lying to you. Every single one of them blew up in a fight. One chick called an Uber and like left the guy there and she just bailed. There was a young black couple in the corner and she was going off about something that he did. There was a fucking couple they were speaking like German. I thought I was in a Woody Allen movie. It was such a trip. And there was a chick and her boyfriend, they were yelling in German to each other. Everybody was blowing up. And I remember because I just prefaced like the whole Mercury retrograde thing to this guy I was seeing, that I actually jokingly was like, oh my God, that could have been us. Thank God I said something about Mercury retrograde. Anyway, we ended up breaking up. Who cares? But the point is that, again, I'm not poo-pooing the idea of Mercury retrograde. It's a real thing. Just take it with a grain of salt. Some of the advice out there, what to do, what not to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. If you have to sign a contract so that you can lock down, you know, escrow, get escrow going on a house, sign the contract, dipshit. Like, if they're like, hey, we need to sign by Monday, then sign it by Monday. Don't be like, I can't because of the Mercury retrograde. Don't paralyze yourself with fear because of something you read on bustle.com. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Be real with yourself. There are certain things that you need to be like, well, it is what it is. Those are the breaks. If you're booking a flight, don't like change your life around because of certain elements that you're hearing about, reading about. Especially, don't change your life because of a fucking meme that showed up on your Instagram feed. Do not step out of your house today if you are a Leo born at 6 a.m. because it's Mercury retrograde, and just don't do it. Really? Because I have to go to court and do something. So you can take that Mercury retrograde shit and shove up your asshole is what I would say if I was a Leo who had to go to court at 6 a.m. That's the advice I have for you for Metro retrograde. I don't even care anymore. Let's just call it retrograde. There's a lot of information out there about this community. Please know that the astrology, tarot, all of that community has blown up online in recent years. And they have extensive, long tail keywords that are hot right now for writers. They also tap into the female community because we've always sort of been into horoscopes in some weird way. Just know it's marketing and that's it. That's all you need to know. Again, it's not a bad thing. It's just be aware because that's the kind of information I'm picking up on. Essentially what you need to know is during the Mercury retrograde, if you're feeling foggy headed, tension headache, you know, confused, you're not actually able to speak clearly, people are not understanding you, it is what it is. It's a communication planet. So let's talk about, I think I had your signs ready to go. I had it up here. Hold on. Oh, everybody, yeah, just don't buy expensive items. Why? Why not? Because I'm going to regret it. I regret everything I do. I had to go to work during the summer, during Mercury retrograde. I don't even know what to make of these anymore because guess what? I'm looking at all this information about Mercury retrograde and my face is blasted with a Adidas advertisement. So what are you going to do? And then it makes me think like everything's connected. Like obviously I talk about this stuff more in depth on the data-driven creative, but everything's connected. So are you trying to tell me that Adidas, what does it mean? What's the history of Adidas? Is it an ancient Greek mythological creature? Is it a god? Is Adidas like the god of swift energy? Does it have to do with Mercury? Oh, Mercury was a messenger, right? Wait, see? So it's like connected. Conspiracy. Mercury's got that leaf. So is it like, you know, I don't know. Who cares? The final advice for Mercury retrograde is not to panic. But if you're already someone who's an anxious person, then aren't you already panicking? Okay, let me go through the signs for you. Let's start with Cancers. Everyone's going through. I'm just going to read you the first sentence here. I'm reading stuff, by the way. I'm not like making stuff up. I'm letting you know. How to be, based on your sign for the Mercury retrograde, if you're a Leo. Leos are going to be extra foggy right now and uncertain of the future. Great. I think I said that already. Cancers are going to be working a lot during their birthday month. These guys are changing their inclinations and tastes in partnerships, meaning Cancers are transforming, transformation, the way their partner, they're getting clear on what they want in relationships. Great. So what we have so far, your transformations, you're kind of foggy headed because you're about to transform into something new. Geminis, you guys are going to experience major changes during the retrograde season. And this involves your confidence. So transformation, confidence, foggy headedness, the path before you. Virgos, You're going to be working on your friendships more. Okay. Maybe you're going to meet someone new to hang out with as a friend. You're going to have rewards in your friendships. Great. Aries, you're going to feel a shift in positions at work and leveling up, transformations. Taurus, you're going to take a nap. Just kidding. The Bull is looking to give back to the local community and work closer to home. You're looking for a new gig. You guys, okay, I love it. Libras, your personality, you want balance. What? A Libra wants balance? Oh, hey, guess what? It's cutting me off. That's it for this episode. No, let me try again. That transition music was a special shout out. Shout out to everyone trying to attack Area 51 right now. I'm so into how stupid people are right now. And that's probably my favorite. Maybe I'll do an episode all about my conspiracy theories. I listen to AM radio whenever I drive to Palm Springs or Las Vegas. What is the channel? Coast to Coast AM. There's a podcast too, but I don't know if I like the podcast as much as I like just randomly deciding to listen to AM radio while you're driving through the desert, especially late at night. That's the best thing. So I'm really in, and I've never been anywhere near Area 51. I think it's in New Mexico, right? I've never been there. So that's definitely on my to-do list. Capture an alien. The closest thing I've ever come to roadside alien malarkey has been, I don't even think malarkey is the right word. Malarkey means gossip, I think. Anyway. Is it anyway or anyways? Who cares? At any rate, the closest I've ever come to any of that alien stuff, two places. There's a alien beef jerky. When you're driving through the desert, they've got a gas station there. It's all alien themed. And people line up for miles to stand in this fucking gas station that sells $10 beef jerky with a picture of an alien on it. Things of that nature. You know, hey, it's America. It's America, Jack. This is how we do it. And then down the street, actually, from me, there's a place called, I think it's called Alien Pizza. Or it's called Next Planet Pizza or something like that. But that's the theme. So the whole place is decked out and alien stuff. Anyways, I don't go onto Facebook, but I'm assuming, you know, Facebook groups and events are blowing up. If you want to check out a podcast that talks about marketing and all that stuff, you can listen to my official business podcast, which is the Data Driven Creative. There's my little plug. But I guess what ended up happening was, if you haven't heard about it, somewhere around 500,000 people signed up for an event on Facebook that went viral when someone decided, hey, you know what? They can't stop us all. Let's all just storm Area 51 and, you know, free the aliens and get some, you know, spaceship gear. So everyone, you know, obviously it's a joke because I think you can't come within like 50 feet or 500 feet of Area 51 without getting your face blown off. So they're definitely hiding something there, but I'm not going to get into that now, because then you'll never get me to shut up. Once I start with my conspiracy theories, you know, if you want to hear my conspiracy theories, leave me a comment on Instagram. Say, hey, I want to hear what your conspiracy theories are. I'll tell you what they fucking are. You'll see a crazy Pisces, and there's nothing better than a crazy Pisces. So in this episode, I said I was going to talk about the Mercury retrograde. It's happening right now. We're in the middle of it. How do you feel? The thing about Mercury retrograde is, first of all, like, let's talk planets. And I know this to be a scientific fact. The planets don't go in reverse, right? So any dipshits out there who are like, I mean, it's the planets going in reverse. It's retrograde. Things have paused. Time has stand still. Mercury's in retrograde. It's paused. It's reverse. I'm walking backwards right now. No, that's a no. I'm going to go ahead and tell you no right now to that. It just means that the planet, I think it's Mercury. Is that the planet we're talking about? The planet goes by the Earth at a slightly, like it whizzes by us. It whizzes by us so quickly that it looks like it's going in reverse. So it, they call it the, you know, retrograde. It's not actually going in reverse. If that was the case, we'd all age backwards, dickheads. No, I don't know if that's true. You know, you got to take what I say as a complete fiction. Everything I say is a lie. But basically, that's how it works. And so, whatever. But when it's in reverse, just think of it as a time of reflection every single time and a time for pause. And so when you're thinking about your relationships, your work life, and of course, for some reason, I think Mercury is like the planet of, I don't know, Apple computers. It's the planet of technology or something. So that's maybe why they say technology, communication, all that stuff is on the fritz, which is all, it's fine. Like we get that, right? And it's typically the same every time. But I think, you know, if you talk to any astrologer out there or anyone who's really into this stuff, they'll be able to say, hey, look, Drunk Tarot, please never put my Mercury retrograde in your mouth again, because you're all the way off. Okay. Fair enough. But basically it makes everyone have a pause for thought. And that's why I think there's a delay in communication. But ultimately, it's turned into like this very meme-worthy community on Instagram and what have you, Twitter. And everyone just sort of says, and they blame it on the work retrograde. The metrograde. Can I just combine it and just call it the metrograde? They blame it on the Mercury retrograde. And that's, I guess, my issue with it. So what I want to talk to you guys today is about how we're using Mercury retrograde or retrogrades in general as a fucking excuse for being a shitty human or having a shitty moment. And that is where I get very upset, because we can't blame it on them. You just can't. You can't. Sorry. You can't. And if things are going poorly, like all of a sudden you have like bad luck after bad luck, you got a flat tire, you know, your bill didn't get paid, you're fighting with your significant other, whatever the case is, those are all notices. You've been put on notice by the universe, essentially, to take a fucking chill pill, have a seat, and figure out how to progress forward, how to move forward in your communication style, whatever you do, how to move forward without, you know, coming in all hot every single time, because you're prone to mistakes right now. That's all it's saying. A lot of times people will say that this could have something to do, this could actually be a catalyst for breakups. And that's because, number one, I think you're already on shaky ground with someone. So you're already at a point where you want to not have a filter. You want to express yourself. You want to say, I've had it. And you start deciding that you kind of shed situations, people, places. I think I've quit many jobs. I've left many jobs during retrogrades. And it's not because of the retrograde. It's because you are in a place where you're ready to shed something that's not working for you. And the catalyst is that you do fly off the handle, or you do say something without thinking. Or you have a miscommunication with a coworker or a relationship partner. And you actually say, well, that's it then. That's it. So I guess what I'm saying to you guys is we can't, you know, blame the Mercury retrograde for things that happen. And that's, I think, where my annoyance stems. It's you. It's you and the other person. It's a situation. It was meant to be this way. It was meant to break down and move apart. You were meant to shed something that wasn't working for you. The universe is not trolling you. The Mercury retrograde is not the reason why you're broke. You're broke because you're broke. That's why. It's not the universe's fault. You're broke because you're broke. The universe, the Mercury retrograde, is giving you pause for thought. So you go, hey, wait a minute. why am I broke? Maybe I should do something about this, or whatever the case is. It's not a string of bad luck. Basically, it's also giving you a chance to change your communication style as well. So if you're about to fly off the handle or say something, the Mercury retrograde is kind of energy that makes you go, okay, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, before you kind of say something. Certain signs are going to react under the Mercury retrograde based on their on a plethora of reasons. Of course, who they are as a person, who, you know, what their sign is has a little something to do with it. But also, don't forget, sun sign is not everything. You got to look at the whole damn chart. And when I say whole damn chart, you know what trips me out is astrologers who are like super into it. Like, I've seen some charts and they'll do the whole thing. I don't really pay attention to all that. I know it's important for an overall robust kind of reading of who you are as a person, but I don't really retain it. I won't say not pay attention. I'll say I don't retain it. I'll take it in and say, thank you so much. That's great. It's nice to know some of these things, but I don't necessarily retain it and use it in my everyday life. And so when someone busts out like a chart, they go, well, oh my God, I came across someone talking about the Mercury retrograde. And then they said, well, it's going to affect a lot of you guys with blah, blah, blah in your natal chart. I don't know what the fuck that is. Now we got a natal chart. Is that the same as a regular chart? Anyways, I saw that and all these people were commenting, same, because my blah, blah, blah is in blah, blah, blah and blah, 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 blah. My natal is in, hey, look, there's nothing wrong with that, but I seriously do not make time in my life. I think it's kind of fun and kooky of me to make time in my life for drunk tarot. So making time in my life for some Rasputin ass chart is not on my agenda. And again, it boils down to, for me, this is my personal opinion because it's my podcast, I can say what I want. It boils down to me not understanding the need to have a crutch or the need to have an excuse or a reason or a backstory as to why someone is shitty. And that stretches across everything, not necessarily, you know, astrology and charts and all that. No. You had a shitty childhood and now you're a shitty human. Okay. Now you get a pass? Is that what you want? You want a pass now? So I don't understand that soft ass mentality. You know, I was late to work because of the Mercury retrograde. No, you were late to work because you were, you know, sitting on some D this morning and you thought you'd call in. No. You're not 15. You need to be able to work on time. Like, that's just how it goes. You're not going to blame the Mercury. Can you imagine? Can you fucking imagine a world where people get to call in late or get to call out of work or whatever because of the Mercury retrograde? Like, stop. I think, okay, it's very difficult because I don't know who listens to this podcast and I want to talk shit because that's my favorite thing to do because of the Mercury retrograde. But I can't because I don't know who's listening to this. But definitely, yeah, when you see someone making excuses for their actions but they have an immediate go-to and the first thing they want to do is blame some inanimate object because of their shitty working personality, That's amusing to me. Anyways, so that's the Mercury retrograde. How do you survive it this summer? Okay, so it goes from what? July, they said July, it goes until July 31st, but I think it's August. Okay, see, and here's a thing that trips me out. You've got the shadow season. So you've got the pre Mercury retrograde, the Mercury retrograde, and then the post retrograde, also known as the shadow phase. So are you telling me we're fucked 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, forever? Because it seems like there's always, so to me, it's like a constant transitioning in and out of some mega moment that we're using as an excuse for our shoddy, lazy behavioral issues. And for me, that's unacceptable. So if you're going to be on Team Drunk Tarot, you need to be on team on, I agree. That is not acceptable. You don't blame the retrograde. Sorry. Sorry, adult. It's just not okay. So, and listen, I'm not saying I don't believe in these energies. I didn't actually know that we were in a retrograde until I think yesterday, to be totally honest with you. I didn't know. But this whole week, I had a tension headache, and I have no idea where it came from. I don't know why. I've been taking care of myself. I try to eat healthy. I exercise regularly. So I don't know where this tension headache came from. And I have to admit, I'm, you know, hashtag blessed. I do have a pretty good life. I don't, and a part of that, obviously, I've talked about that before, but a lot of that has to do with my own perspective on things and my own attitude on things. Yes, I rant and rave and I drop F-bombs, but I'm pretty optimistic and happy. So that could make me the village idiot because I'm always like pretty in a good mood and happy and all that. And I make lots of jokes. So I don't know where this tension headache came from. And then I realized, oh shit, we are in a Mercury retrograde. So my head has been foggy. I haven't necessarily revisited my past. I haven't been curious about my past. I'm not looking for closure on any situation in my life right now. So I don't necessarily, and again, some astrologer out there might be like, well, the reason why is because your natal chart has a fucking donkey in it and donkeys walk backwards. And that's where you are right now in your chart. So you're making the best of it. That could be it. Fine. Good. I love it. But I'm saying to you, I don't disregard the energy of the Mercury retrogrades. I don't. I just disregard the adult use of making it an excuse because they're a lame human. And don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There are plenty of humans out there who are adults running around being lame. Just generally not being a normal adult. So that's just that energy there. But I definitely don't think we should, you know, blame the retrogrades on any of that stuff. Anyways, who cares? So, and it is the Cancer season. So it is an emotional time. So if you're feeling emotional, if you're feeling like you're curious about an ex, if you're feeling like possibly entertaining going back to an ex, it's to be expected, I suppose, in this energy. If you're feeling hypersensitive, if you're feeling like you absolutely don't want to sign contracts, you know, all of the stuff you already know. Don't sign contracts. Don't, you know, remodel. Don't do a lot of stuff that you normally could do. There's all these, you know, articles and advice out there that talk about the Mercury retrograde. And I want to be honest with you. Right here and right now, and this is from a marketing standpoint, an advertising standpoint, these are all meant to stimulate, engage, and frighten you into subscribing to what the fuck they're saying. I'm talking about content. Because everybody's Googling about it, and everybody's asking about it, and so they're writing articles, and a prime example is one article on Bustle, and one article on, what was the other one I was looking at? So there's Bustle, and there was another one. I don't remember what it was, but it was one of those, you know, women centric sort of magazines or whatever. So one actually said, you know, things to do and things to don't do during a Mercury retrograde. On one article, it actually said, do, go, and then it, in quotes, home, meaning it's okay to return to your past. Do revisit your childhood, you know, energies and past and maybe even relationships and friendships and do return to those nostalgic feelings of the past. Great. The very next thing I clicked on, the very next article, which was a different one, I wish I remembered it. I don't know if it was Bustle. Oh my God, what a pain. But anyways, it was another one of these magazines. It literally copied and pasted that article from a separate, not even the same company, not even the same publisher, a separate thing, copied and pasted it, and changed the copy on that website. So instead of saying don't return home, it said do return home, or vice versa, right? It said do return home to things of the past. This one, exact opposite, don't return home. And then it had its argument for why not to return home. That type of shit is what I would love to dispel for you guys and love to just sort of demystify. Unless it's an actual astrologer, unless it's Rasputin himself or Nostradamus sitting down with you with your chart they made for you, telling you exactly how you should feel, how you should react during a Mercury retrograde, how it's going to benefit you or hurt you or what you should watch out for a Mercury retrograde. Don't believe the shit that you read online, because it's a game, dude. It's all copy. It's all copy and pasted content in order to get clicks, in order to get likes, in order to get you and your community of people who enjoy astrology and tarot and all that stuff to like click on shit and believe it. It's all bullshit, you guys. They're copying and pasting articles, and it's like, by so-and-so, astrologer to the stars. Stop it, you guys. It's a website. They're trying to make money. So you take what you read as entertainment. You take what you hear as entertainment. Take it as a grain of salt. And again, I'm not poo-pooing or bashing Mercury retrograde as an actual thing. I'm saying that how people are extracting from it and using it and manipulating audiences to believe certain things is a bunch of bullshit. So you need to be savvy. And that's why I'm saying, hey, look, it's Mercury retrograde. How interesting. I had a tension headache. But I didn't suddenly jump back in time and start, you know, banging an ex. That didn't happen. But I will tell you this tale. A couple summers ago, I was having lunch with someone. And I remember sitting in this restaurant. It was a hot summer. I mean, because it was summer. And it was some douchebag I was dating at the time. And I remember sitting there and he was going on a trip. And I said, I think it's a great idea you go on this trip because it's Mercury retrograde. And that way we can take some time apart and we don't claw each other's eyes out. And he was like, it was Mercury retrograde. Blah. And I remember I was explaining to him, because I was still new to this information. So I was like, oh, during Mercury retrograde, it's this and that. And I was really hyped up about it. And I said, but this is a special one, apparently, because this is the one where people break up. And I will say this, and this is Scout's honor. We're sitting in this restaurant, the outdoor restaurants. Everybody was coupled up. I looked around and it was like a boom, this like couple there, couple there, couple there. There's about five couples out on the patio with us separately. I'm not even lying to you. Every single one of them blew up in a fight. One chick called an Uber and like left the guy there and she just bailed. There was a young black couple in the corner and she was going off about something that he did. There was a fucking couple they were speaking like German. I thought it was in a Woody Allen movie. It was such a trip. And there was a chick and her boyfriend, they were yelling in German to each other. Everybody was blowing up. And I remember because I just prefaced like the whole Mercury retrograde thing to this guy I was seeing, that I actually jokingly was like, oh my God, that could have been us. Thank God I said something about Mercury retrograde. Anyway, we ended up breaking up. Who cares? But the point is that, again, I'm not poo-pooing the idea of Mercury retrograde. It's a real thing. Just take it with a grain of salt. Some of the advice out there, what to do, what not to do. You're going to do what you're going to do. If you have to sign a contract so that you can lock down, you know, escrow, get escrow going on a house, sign the contract, dipshit. Like if they're like, hey, we need to sign by Monday, then sign it by Monday. Don't be like, I can't because of the Mercury retrograde. Don't paralyze yourself with fear because of something you read on bustle.com. You know what I mean? Like, come on, be real with yourself. There are certain things that you need to be like, well, it is what it is. Those are the breaks. If you're booking a flight, don't like change your life around because of certain elements that you're hearing about, reading about. Especially don't change your life because of a fucking meme that showed up on your Instagram feed. Do not step out of your house today if you are a Leo born at 6 a.m. because it's Mercury retrograde, and just don't do it. Really? Because I have to go to court and do something. So you can take that Mercury retrograde shit and shove it up your asshole, is what I would say if I was a Leo who had to go to court at 6 a.m. That's the advice I have for you for Metro retrograde. I don't even care anymore. Let's just call it retrograde. There's a lot of information out there about this community. Please know that the astrology, tarot, all of that, that community has blown up online in recent years. And they have extensive long tail keywords that are hot right now for writers. They also tap into the female community because we've always sort of been into horoscopes in some weird way. Just know it's marketing and that's it. That's all you need to know. Again, it's not a bad thing. It's just be aware, because that's the kind of information I'm picking up on. Essentially, what you need to know is during the Mercury retrograde, if you're feeling foggy headed, tension headache, you know, confused, you're not actually able to speak clearly, people are not understanding you, it is what it is. It's a communication planet. So let's talk about, I think I had your signs ready to go. I had it up here. Hold on. Oh, everybody, yeah, just don't buy expensive items. Why? Why not? Because, you know, I'm going to regret it. I regret everything I do. I had to go to work during the summer, during Mercury retrograde. I don't even know what to make of these anymore. Because guess what? I'm looking at all this information about Mercury retrograde, and my face is blasted with Adidas advertisement. So what are you going to do? And then it makes me think, like, everything's connected. Like, obviously, I talk about this stuff more in depth on the data-driven creative, but everything's connected. So are you trying to tell me that Adidas, what does it mean? What's the history of Adidas? Is it an ancient Greek mythological creature? Is it a god? Is Adidas like the god of swift energy? Does it have to do with Mercury? Oh, Mercury was a messenger, right? Wait, see? So it's like connected. Conspiracy. Mercury's got that leaf. So is it like, you know, I don't know. Who cares? The final advice for Mercury retrograde is not to panic. But if you're already someone who's an anxious person, then aren't you already panicking? Okay, let me go through the signs for you. Let's start with Cancers. Everyone's going through. I'm just going to read you the first sentence here. I'm reading stuff, by the way. I'm not like making stuff up. I'm letting you know. How to be, based on your sign for the Mercury retrograde, if you're a Leo. Leos are going to be extra foggy right now and uncertain of the future. Great. I think I said that already. Cancers are going to be working a lot during their birthday month. These guys are changing their inclinations and tastes in partnerships, meaning Cancers are transforming, it's transformation, the way their partner, they're getting clear on what they want in relationships. Great. So what we have so far, your transformations, you're kind of foggy headed because you're about to transform into something new. Geminis, you guys are going to experience major changes during the retrograde season. And this involves your confidence. So transformation, confidence, foggy headedness, the path before you. Virgos, you're going to be working on your friendships more. Okay. Maybe you're going to meet someone new to hang out with as a friend. You're going to have rewards in your friendships. Great. Aries, you're going to feel a shift in positions at work. And leveling up, transformations. Taurus, you're going to take a nap. Just kidding. The Bull is looking to give back to the local community and work closer to home. You're looking for a new gig. You guys, okay, I love it. Libras, your personality, you want balance. What? A Libra wants, oh, hey, guess what? It's cutting me off. That's it for this episode. No, let me try again.